Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of Blog Talk Radio, One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is the week of the Farmers Insurance Open, one of the oldest, longest-running tournaments on the PGA Tour, started in 1952. And we will talk extensively about this event. It is played on two courses, Torrey Pines North and Torrey Pines South. And again, we'll visit extensively about that event, talk about last week's event, a strategy for your game, and some news and notes about the world of golf. But first, congratulations to Jason Duffner, who, let's say, he got off the schneid. He is back. Jason Duffner wins what I call the Hope. It was the Career Builder Challenge last week in terrific fashion, 25 under in a tie with David Lingmerth. They went to a playoff. He won it on the second hole of the playoff. So great going to Jason Duffner, who wins for the first time in a couple of years. Great going. He had a couple of bad years, went through a divorce, lost a lot of weight. And of course, that does affect your swing no matter what you do on the weight loss. The thinking side of the game with the divorce, that is just not an easy thing to do. You can say, okay, you can get over it right away. Well, maybe some guys and other guys, it takes time. So great going. It's wonderful to see a major champion back, and that is Jason Duffner. Let's see. Paul Azinger will be taking over for Greg Norman. Greg Norman, we mentioned it last week on the show, is out at Fox after only 1 year on the call at USGA events, of course, most notably their big centerpiece event. The turkey on their Thanksgiving table is the U.S. Open, and Paul Azinger will be taking over. Azinger had, I think, about 1 year left on his contract with ESPN. The problem there is ESPN didn't have the British Open this year. They opted out on their final year of that contract to allow NBC to take over. They didn't want to do it in a lame duck year, so really they didn't have anything left. And I don't know if there was a little payout or they just let him go and said, good luck, have fun over at Fox. So he'll be working with Joe Buck and the gang, and I think they'll do a lot better. They're going to have an easier venue to cover golf. Oakmont's a straightforward golf course, a lot of room to cover. It's huge, and I think that their first year on the call, they learned a lot of things. I gave them a hall pass on the first year. I won't give them a hall pass on the second year. They need to do a lot better than they did last year, and I think they will. Let's talk a little bit about this week's event. The Farmers Insurance Open, called many things. It is really the San Diego Open. Initial tournament, 1952, won by the great Ted Kroll. Gary Player, just for an interesting tidbit, won this tournament in 1963. He was the first non-American to win the event and the only non-American to win the event until 2002, when Spaniard Jose Maria Olazabal won the event. Very interesting. For some reason, and a lot of non-Americans play in it, of course, every single year, Americans have dominated this event. Phil Mickelson, three-time winner, but not since 2001. Tiger Woods, seven-time winner, and of course, once he won a U.S. Open, a very, very famous U.S. Open in that incredible 19-hole playoff with Rocco Mediate in 2008. Boy, that was fun, wasn't it? So we look forward to that event with a lot of anticipation. Love Torrey Pines in La Jolla, California, overlooking the cliffs of the Pacific Ocean. And if you've never been to see the cliffs of the Pacific Ocean anywhere along that coast, from the southern part of California, anywhere, even up to Oregon and Washington, try to do it sometime in your lifetime. It is absolutely spectacular. Hard to describe in words the blueness of the water. Excuse me, of the water. I got a little bit of a cold. Thank you for bearing with me. The blueness of the water is majestic in every single way. And, you know, all the way up, Riviera is on the map in a few weeks. I love that tournament. Pebble Beach coming up in a couple of weeks. Does it get any better than those events on the PGA Tour? Not really. It really doesn't. Those are just, you know, God made those golf courses, and man just put a golf course there. The golf courses were really just set up. We just decided to have golf there. Okay, let me tell you what my strategy is, and it's a little bit different. You know, my heart beats to a different drummer in the game of golf. I want you to be the best golfer you can become. And if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over, you're not going to be the best golfer you can be. And I say do the opposite of what most people are doing. So most people go to the range. Don't go to the range. Most people buy new clubs. Don't buy new clubs. Most people want to take lessons. Don't take lessons. Most people try to play like a pro that they see on TV. Don't try to play like a pro. Most people put a lot of pressure on when they're in the golf course in their swing. Don't put pressure on your swing. Are you with me? Everything that you do, do the opposite of what they want you to do. Because what they want you to do is to be dependent on them. And what them is the golf business, the business of golf. And I want you to be free of the business of golf and have the ability to go to the tee box on number one tee, okay, and never, ever think that you're not going to play great every time. Every single time I go to the tee box, I think I'm going to play great. I don't think it. I know I'm going to play great. That's the feeling that I want you to have. And that is my vision. And I am a visionary. And if you want to do this, I do one-on-one customized work with people. And my email is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I, S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. So do that and get in touch with me, and we'll talk, and I will help you to achieve the best golf of your life. Thank you. Now, my picks for this week at Torrey Pines. I have Yo Ishikawa, Scott Piercy, and Gary Woodland. That's Ishikawa, Piercy, and Woodland. That's the Farmers Insurance Open to be seen on CBS this weekend, the Golf Channel, on Thursday and Friday. So that's my show for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, bob@bobgeismar.com for any comments. By the way, before I do go, I'm getting a lot of comments on my Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods will never win a golf tournament. Neither one. As you may recall, I made the statement that neither one will ever win another golf tournament. on the PGA Tour. Well, Phil came kind of close last week, but close to doesn't count. You have to win, and if you don't, I'm still winning. Let me know what you think. Most people think I'm wrong. One of them has to win to prove me wrong. Anyway, everyone have a great week. God bless. Play great golf. Be safe. The weather around the country is really bad, so be very careful. Thank you so much for joining me for another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. Until next week, Bob Geismar saying great golf, everybody, and so long for now.